From North Dakota to South Africa for another protest story now. In recent weeks, hundreds of South African girls have accused their schools of racism. Just the latest wave of student protests in the country. Last year, college students were demanding lower fees and the removal of colonial monuments. One high school in particular has become a flashpoint through all this young activism. From Cape Town, Daniel Gross has our story.
Girls' high schools have been front-page news in South Africa for 2 weeks now. But the story really starts 25 years ago, in the final years of apartheid. In 1991, black and mixed-race students suddenly started getting interviews at posh public schools, schools that for decades had been all white. Natalie Brandreth remembers how excited she was when she got an interview at Sans Souci Girls High School here in Cape Town.
I just saw tennis courts and swimming pool, and I was like, yes. You know, before I'd met the principal, it was just because the facilities were amazing and I could see the mountain. It was pretty. Yeah.
In hopes of nailing the interview, Natalie went to the hairdresser, which, looking back, had everything to do with race.
We all had our hair relaxed or blow dried. It was the days before flat irons that made life easier. You'd sit with curlers in your hair for 3 hours waiting for it to get dry. And that was very accepted in colored culture back then.
In South Africa, colored means mixed race. Natalie says she relaxed her hair partly so she'd fit in with white students. Apartheid was crumbling, but not gone. And students of color were expected to adapt.
Our role was literally to play out the Rainbow Nation scenario. We didn't have these issues back then because our job was to assimilate, to learn how white culture worked, because our parents were preparing us to work in white business and corporate and to have the better life that they hadn't had.
Fast forward a decade, and Billie Jean Demes was about to start at the same school, Sans Souci. Like Natalie, she went to the hairdresser before her interview, too. You could get scolded for the way your hair naturally looked. In those years after apartheid, there was also a new rule that class would be in English only.
And that meant that girls were not allowed to speak their native languages, isiXhosa for being one, in class time.
South Africa has 11 official languages, and they're supposed to have equal status under the law. But almost all public schools still use the two colonial languages, Afrikaans and English.
There was no prohibition of Afrikaans. A lot of the staff was Afrikaans. So they were allowed to speak to each other in Afrikaans, and the girls would object by saying, excuse me, this is an English medium school, please speak English.
The generation after Billie Jean faced a whole new world. The girls studying at Sans Souci today were born in a democratic South Africa. They grew up with Facebook and with Twitter. But ironically, rules about hair and indigenous languages only got stricter. Which brings us to the protests here. And Blandine Mazero.
There's this underlying issue of institutional racism. And the hair and the language policy, I see those two as catalysts for this entire thing. Because it's through that that they're able to discriminate against us. And a lot of the girls decided that it's time to speak up.
Blandine is head prefect at Sans Souci. She came to South Africa in the early 2000s as a refugee from Rwanda. So she understands how much some students struggle with language.
They told me I had to learn Afrikaans, so that just changed everything. And now I only know Afrikaans and English, and I don't even know my mother tongue fully. So it's quite sad that I don't know that, and I have to put priority on Afrikaans and English simply because someone told me that I need to do it.
The protests all started when students wrote to the principal about discrimination. Blandine says nothing really changed. Many teachers were sympathetic, but not the ones in charge. So, inspired by similar protests at Pretoria Girls High School, the girls at Sans Souci gathered on school grounds with former students like Natalie and Billie Jean, who still live and work in Cape Town. Reporters showed up too, and surprisingly, the protests started to work.
We have the department at our school ensuring that investigations are happening. Our principal has not been allowed to step foot onto our school until the investigations are over.
I reached out to the Department of Education here, though they didn't return my calls. Students and graduates of Sans Souci are optimistic that they're making progress. This past week, Blandine has been getting messages from friends at other schools who talk about similar challenges. And they tell her they're ready to start fighting for change. For the World, Daniel Gross, Cape Town.